Jason's going to make his regular Thursday appearance with us. Bottom of the hour, 2:35. Jason will take you home. Twins so far today have traded Harrison Bader and Brock Stewart. Deadline is at 5. I highly, highly doubt they are done. Whether the two biggest names still out there will get traded, I don't know. I don't know. Duran traded. I'll just say a little bit on Duran, and then I want to get into the return of the former vice president and the former presidential nominee for the Democrats, Kamala Harris. It's never, ever going to be received on the positive side if you trade someone who is great at what they do, and then you're throwing a dart at two other people. Now, the pitcher has had multiple starts. He's a former first-round draft choice. You have a little better idea of what he can do. Then you got the kid catcher. You know, what ideally do you like to add because they're so hard to get and you never can have enough? A pitcher, preferably a starting pitcher and a catcher. So the concept of adding a pitcher and catcher does make sense. Am I blown away by what they got for Duran? Nope, I'm not. I still keep going back to, and I get it, that they have, man, downhill with some pace. Lindsey Vonn would be proud of how fast the Twins have moved downhill in a terrible way since August of last year. But you have control of one of the 10 best relief pitchers in the game for 2.5 more years. And I get bullpens probably more than a lot of other, probably more than any other position. You believe you can find other studs, but you got one. And I'm not saying in any way you stay status quo, but among the individuals on this team who is not a problem is your closer, who's still young, who you have under control for two more years, and he's not making a lot of money. He's not high up on my list to trade. Now, when you've played lousy baseball since August 5th, 6th, 7th of last year, like a year of lousy baseball, I'm not saying anybody's untouchable. And again, prospects will take more time. The catcher, at the earliest we would see him is 3 years. The starting pitcher is going to be in the rotation right away. They have no choice. And so the immediacy of judging, okay, what are these guys worth, even including now Bader and the two younger guys, or Paddock and the catcher they got from the Tigers, and I forget the name on Stewart. He just wasn't as high on my list as other guys to trade. And if you were going to get somebody, now they have this guy named Andrew Painter, who's the 8th prospect in all of baseball. Dave Dombrowski, normally he's very candid with the media, and he was pretty clear on we weren't going to trade him. Man, I'd be really curious what that would have been like at 4:58 when the deadline hit. Because you're giving the Phillies, who've been sniffing another world championship, one of the 6 or 7 best closers in the game for a prospect. I think everybody would look at it differently if they got the 8th best prospect back in the game. Look at what the Padres gave for Miller, the outstanding reliever for the Oakland A's. Now, they have control of him, I think, for 4 more years. But here's the thing. Fair or not, the belief in the Twins is about 0. Joe Paulette with Jason, when he answered the question, I always want an answer. It just was a horrible decision they made. Horrible, and I'm sorry, indefensible decision they made. Almost 2 decades of never winning the playoff game. They win a best of three series against Toronto. Sometimes we act like they won the World Series. But they finally won. They had some juice going. Target Field was left. Played a competitive series against the Astros. And this was the time, with Joel Pollett now in charge, to downsize the payroll by $30 million. Hell no, it wasn't the time. It was a foolish, awful decision. That's not on Derek Falvey. That's not on Rocco Baldelli. That's on the Pollett family. And I get, we now know they're $400 million in debt. There are times when you decide you have to right-size the payroll. That wasn't the time. And I guess the comeback could be from then. Well, guess what? After a dreadful start last year, there was a stretch for 4 months when they had the best record in baseball, and it was about at this time, I think they beat Cleveland the first two games of a series, I think it was early August, when they were about to have the overall best record in baseball, and then imploded. And then they've been just a little above 500 this year, a little below. It was an indefensible decision. And anytime now they're going to make other moves, not as much on Falvey, but on Joe Pollett opening his mouth and that decision at the time, and then fair or not, the Pollett's history, they're easily criticizable. I think the kids have been better than Carl. That doesn't take a lot. That takes very little, to be honest. But sometimes in our lives, sometimes in our personal life, sometimes in business, when you finally have progress there, and by the way, they weren't struggling for the cash. That was a foolish decision. As much on the reality of who they lost as the perception it reinforced, and then the ineptitude on the field by some of the players has added the heaping of praise. So unless they were just going to get somebody that the market just loved, it was going to be met with skepticism. And for me, and I'll make this point to Derek Falvey because we think he's on with us tomorrow, I would have been on Ryan, Duran, and Jackson. I get the idea of imploding. When I have those guys under control for 2.5 more years, all-star and two guys who have been all-stars at times in their career, unless you're saying we're out of the competitive business until 2027 at the earliest, I'm still dubious on those guys. I really am. Okay. Kamala Harris is back in business. She's made news. She's not running for governor, but then in the video announcing that she's not running for governor and she has a book out, part of the video soundbite that stood out most to a lot of us, sometimes the fight takes a while. I think that's pretty clear what she's alluding to. Sometimes the fight takes a while. She's not running for governor. I think she's already telling us, not once, not twice, but for a third time, she's going to run for the presidency in 2028. She's got the book, and where is she making her first appearance? Stephen Colbert. That's where she's making her first appearance. Yeah, I believe somehow the Trump administration played some part in dumping Colbert. And yeah, I know the money. I know how much he was losing. You're just not going to convince me of the timing. You're not. And his quotes don't add to it. So, of course, she's going to go to somebody who's going to be incredibly sympathetic to her. Very smart. But it's going to be a very sympathetic interview. I'll be very curious for someone who I think has struggled frequently with tough interviews. Is she just going to go to all soft spots? Is she just going to go to all liberals? Who are going to be kind, who are going to fawn, and are going to praise? Is she going to go to enough people who are going to ask her difficult, relevant, topical questions, and when she does the word salad like she does, not as crazy as Trump in the weave, but when she does it like she's been, like she did it in 2020, let's not forget, she has the first debate with Biden on the busing stuff, and you feel like she made success, and that turned out a lot of what she said wasn't true. She didn't even make it to the Iowa caucuses. And, yeah, she had about, what did she have last year, 30-day honeymoon? Because Democrats wanted anyone but Joe Biden. She had a good debate against Trump, she did. But then she was unwilling at any point ever to separate herself from an unpopular president, and she got smoked. The race was about the swing states. It wasn't about the locked-in states that Democrats were always going to win or the states that Republicans always win. It was about the swing states. She ended up with zero. Donald Trump had seven. That's a blowout. What is your feeling with Kamala Harris saying, guess what? I'm not going anywhere on the national scene. Get used to me. I'm back, because she's not saying sometimes the fight takes a while. Just about others, she's talking about herself. You want to give me one word to describe your feeling about Kamala Harris jumping back into the deep end? Or maybe she's not jumping back in the deep end, but she's headed there eventually. You want to give me one word? You want to give me a greater description? You want to text it? You want to call? Either way, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. I today, after everything we went through yesterday, I'm going to need a little pampering. So I'm doing a couple things, including seeing my friends at Stretch Lab later today and signing up for a 25-minute session. I drove by the Plymouth location dozens of times before I finally said, hey, like everybody, and I'm up there, I need to stretch more. And so I went to Stretch Lab 2019, even before the pandemic. And since then, outside of a stoppage, brief stoppage, during the pandemic when, you know, the country came to a screeching halt, I've been going to Stretch Lab ever since. I bring my son, Quentin, who has health issues. There are friends I recommend, people important to me. Other people will text me and ask me on Stretch Lab, do you really believe in it? Oh, yeah, I do. Because you want to stay healthy in this life, there's a lot of things you need to do. Stay busy, eat the right way, get off your butt, and have some pliability and flexibility. And Stretch Lab with trained specialists will do that for you. They have a dozen locations in the metro area. I go to Plymouth. I go to Maple Grove. I've the one by the lakes, Chanhassen. I visited a bunch. Really good people. You could be somebody who plays a lot of golf and you want to hit it a little bit further. You could be somebody who bikes a lot. You could be somebody who doesn't exercise much, doesn't stretch much, and they still will help you out. I'll be going for 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 more years. As long as they're around, you should also. StretchLab.com. Okay, I'm going to get into one more political topic, but I want a little more juice from the audience here on the return of the former vice president. Nope, she's not going to run for governor of California. Newsom can't. He's done by term limits. He's running for president. We know that. She's not going to run for that, but she's got a book out about the campaign. She's going on Colbert. The video partially says that she put out, sometimes the fight takes a while. By no means do I think that means she's a bystander on the side. What is your one word or even multiple words to describe the return of Kamala Harris into the mix? I guess my word, I'll toss one out. You can toss one out, Lindsay, and then we'll get to more from the audience. At 651-461-9226, expected. Expected is mine. She was the attorney general for the state. She was senator. She was vice president. She was a vice presidential nominee. Nothing from her comments throughout told me she was the type of person to say, okay, I'm done. Or, okay, I'm going to let other people tell me I'm done. By the way, those people, the American voters, when she lost 7-0. I still think she believes, and who knows, that if it was a conventional race, that she would have fared better. If it was a conventional race and she wasn't going to separate herself from Joe Biden, I don't personally think it would have been any different. I think her answers on so many questions are so convoluted. It drives me nuts. And also, I don't think she can decide where she stands on the political spectrum as a Democrat. Clearly, if you listen to me at all, I want a centrist. That's me. That's my politics. I want a centrist if they're center-right or center-left, to be honest. And I thought as the attorney general, she was a centrist. She keeps creeping to the left, which is fine. That's where more of the energy is. It's not where I'm at. So my word is expected. How about you, Lindsay?
I'm going to say optimistic. And I'm going to say optimistic in terms of her viewing herself as that choice in 2028. I think it's going to be a very crowded field. I'm opposite of your thinking, Chad. I think there needs to be more of a move to a left. I think if you bring up a centrist view as a Democratic nominee in 4 years, and I don't know where we're going to be, but I think you're going to lose. I think you're going to lose.
So you think AOC has a better chance than, let's say, Josh Shapiro?
I don't know. Because what's possible at this point.
Okay.
Because I think at this juncture, somebody like AOC is a big threat to the system as a whole, the idea of what a Democratic nominee is, and just again the whole entire thing. But I think Donald Trump has been that for the opposite side. And
oh, so, for sure. He was a massive disruptor.
Right. And eventually, this country is going to have to be handed off to people that are not 80 years old. At some point,
Josh Shapiro's not 80 years old.
I know. But at some point, millennials, Gen Z, alphas, as they continue to get older, we're going to have some say. We're going to have our time, perceivably. And so I think with that, the way that I've seen youth, and at least maybe not as much with this last election, but I think there's a greater need, a greater call for more radical thinking in the Democratic nomination side.
Yeah, I get that. I think a lot of people, the energy is more to the left. As a centrist, I don't want the further right. I don't want the further left. I think we're seeing the further left and the further right. On an example, Donald Trump has moved. He's absolutely further right. And I don't think the solution is more of Democratic socialist. And that's what we're seeing more of. Let's take a call here. Robert, go ahead. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Yeah, Chad, I was on hold so long, I forgot my point.
That happens. it'll come back to you.
Okay, my point, I love AOC. I love her, but you can't run her in 28. You're going to have to run someone like Gavin Newsom. He's white, he's tall, he's a male, and he's from a state that's relevant.
Okay, so you're saying because Hillary lost and because Harris lost that a woman cannot win in 2028?
Unfortunately, yes.
So Gretchen Whitmer, who a lot of people think is going to run, is more of closer to the center than the left. If she runs, you're just saying the country is unwilling to accept right now. So it's J.D. Vance. It's Marco Rubio. It's not the phenomenon of Trump, even though I still think he's going to try to run somehow, some way. But it's not him. You think against a non-Trump candidate, a woman can't win?
You know, now that you say that, so it's not Trump. It's someone more milquetoast. It's Rubio. It's the vice president. Yeah, maybe you're right. You know, I do like that Gretchen Whitmer. She's
I brought you.
Cookie. I heard her on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I brought you around, Robert.
So, what's that?
I brought you around.
You did, sir. You converted me.
Well, my middle name's Robert, so we have some sort of bond. I could feel it right there. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate the patience. Call in again. All right, among the comments here.
Big Gretch.
Big Gretch.
I do like Big Gretch.
She's pretty good. I think she's impressive. Among the words, my one word is yawn. One word, no. Longer text here. JD or Kamala, take smart black woman over the delusional. More text. I'm a 60-year-old lifelong female Democrat. I voted for Harris, but now I think it's time for someone new. More words. No. A next one. Who? Ma. Blah. Why? More than one word to beat a MAGA. Dean P. That's Dean Phillips. She's delusional on her chances. Giddy if she runs and wins is another Republican winning. this point, I would vote for Josh Shapiro or Dean Phillips. More comments here. I think she should take a break from politics. More powerful to do that at this time. Some can't see the futuristic plan and refuse to get out. Too many politicians don't know when it's time to leave. That's a little bit of what you're saying.
Exactly.
One last thing I'm going to say is I've talked about Gaza multiple times the last couple weeks, the starvation which is taking place. And, yes, I talked about the New York Times story the other day, and not just the New York Times. And a lot of folks who I think believe Israel could do anything, anytime, and they would defend him, were all over when New York Times had to point out that one of the children they showed in the photographs also had a pre-existing condition. You know what that changes about the story? Zero. Nothing. If that's your line in the sand, okay, the New York Times, oh, yeah, that right-leaning agency. Because they showed a picture of a child with pre-existing conditions. You know how many other thousands and thousands and thousands of pictures that the Washington Post, New York Times, the Jerusalem Post could show of starving children? Endless. Hamas, as I always say, is indefensible. Of course Hamas shouldn't have acted the way they do. I won't cry a tear again if anyone supporting Hamas or a part of Hamas is killed or caught. And there's no defense of October 7th. But the idea of, we'll just hand over the hostages. We're not talking about Hamas. We're talking about the innocent Palestinians who just want to, I don't know, go to the grocery store, send their kids to school, go see their kids play soccer. And they know if they speak out against Hamas, they'll be beheaded. They'll be tortured. They'll torture their kids in front of them. So the idea that our Palestinians can just speak up, that sounds convenient. Israel absolutely has the right to defend itself and should defend itself. And in the Middle East, we have few allies. But Bibi Netanyahu doesn't give a damn, I don't believe, about innocent Palestinians. I just don't. And of course he should have responded with force. And of course he should have targeted Hamas. And of course Hamas hides below hospitals and below cul-de-sacs. It makes it incredibly difficult. But he's doing this partially to avoid jail. Come on. Pay attention. Let's see if Donald Trump lives up to it. Now he's saying today, he's pointing the blame a little bit more at Hamas. Is that a backpedal? But he's also sending Huckabee, who is an Israeli ambassador, and Witkoff to inspect part of Gaza. We absolutely should be a part of finding a way to get food and water to the starving Palestinians while still supporting Israel, while also telling Bibi Netanyahu, be more specific, be more direct. How many more innocent Palestinians have to die? And that doesn't mean when you say that, you're soft Israel. You care about the suffering which has been going on over and over and over again. It's 33 past 2. Jason, next. Jason will be next. But this is a run of spots for me and products I believe in. So I want to tell you once again about another great place. It's Amber Shoal. It's American Family. And I know I'm speaking to people out there who, whether it was Sunday night or Monday night, at minimum, you worried if your house, if your cabin, if your condo, if your car, your kid's car was damaged. Hopefully, you escaped. If you didn't, you absolutely should reach out to TeamShoal.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Amber, with this office for 15 years, now running it. They work with American Family. So this is a big backing with a great company with decades and decades and decades of experience. So maybe you did escape. Maybe you don't have damage. But going forward, do you have the best home insurance? Do you have the best car insurance? Are you 50% confident in that? Are you 100%? Unless you're 100% confident and you just shopped around, it's worth just going online, teamshoal.com. Good people, friendly, knowledgeable. They'll let you know where you're at, and I bet a lot of you will change because TeamShoal.com is so good. Do it this afternoon. Wow, no DeRussia Open. What happened?
It's all right. It's all right.
Uh-oh.
I mean, given the choice, the Open or...
Yeah, this is pretty good.
It's fine.
I want to talk to you. Did your kids, they're very busy.
Yeah.
You're about to be empty nester. I liked the topic the other day as an empty nester. What do you do?
What's the thing? Yeah.
When are you going to talk on air about the swinging that you guys are doing?
That is, well, I want to sort of have a bit of a reveal.
Okay.
I don't want to come out. I know, like, Coach here wants us always to come out hot.
That'd be pretty hot.
But I like to, you know, hi, everybody. It's Jason here for
Swingers R Us,
the Pineapple Association of the Upper Midwest.
I mean, I'll tell you what. How about opening day of the fair? Now, you're opening the day of the fair. You don't know when you're starting.
Did I tell you my State Fair swinger story?
No. So I didn't realize you had one.
Years ago, years ago.
Yeah.
I did a 10 o'clock, you know, I was reporting for the 10 o'clock news at Channel 4. I was probably in my low 30s. And Alyssa met me at the fair, and we had a drink after work. And then we're walking out of the fair, and this couple comes up to us. And I just thought it was going to be a, like, aren't you Jason from the news?
Yeah, sure.
And instead, it was a... would you guys like to come home with us and swap partners?
Yeah. With that overt, that direct.
Straight up.
It's just an opportunity, Chad.
Yeah. Yep. And
Brad, include this in the State Fair ads for WC3.
You never know. What
you don't know.
You need like that old-timey State Fair voice guy.
Ye old mill, swingers by the Brownies place.
Well, there's been some stuff
the
happening.
The Creative Activities Building.
Okay, while you're telling this story, if swingers were going to execute the plan, Ye Old Mill has got to be a top place, right?
Kind of creepy, though, if you get a glimpse of what actually, of like the weird dioramas in the Ye Old Mill. Or are you always making out, you don't even see the weird stuff?
Yes or no, have you made out in Ye Old Mill?
Sure, yes. Of course.
Lindsay?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Sacred place.
Sacred place. Sacred place.
So I'll say this about this opportunity.
Yeah.
It would have been a better deal for me than Alyssa.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy was like a Minnesota 4, and the girl was like a Minnesota 8.
Oh. So did you
look? Although the guy may have other gifts. I don't know. One assumes when you have that sort of separation. Like he's just maybe
okay,
like
so you assume talented. All swingers
listener,
are tremendous in bed?
No. No, 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 no.
You assumed he had a large penis just because he's a swinger? Or what did you assume?
No, when there's a separation, you have like an 8 and a 4.
Yeah.
You're like, well, he's bringing something else to the table.
Well, I thought you meant for you because let's say he's wealthy. That doesn't matter.
Not helpful in that scenario.
No, not in that
not really.
Scenario.
No.
Text me 651-461-9226. Have you been...
approach,
offered the same opportunity twice.
We said no.
So did Alyssa?
I said yes. Alyssa was like not having it. I'm like, let's see. Like, is it, because I couldn't tell if it was a bit.
Yeah,
because you don't know it. This was before like everybody was putting their hilarious antics on social media.
Yeah.
This was just a real life moment.
Was this the start of the thought, the germ of you with social media? Were you thinking,
wouldn't that be great if I had video of this?
At a Bear Path party, long, long time ago, married to Kathleen. And
Paul Douglas's house?
Not that far from it.
Okay.
Not that far.
Yeah.
At one point, somebody comes up and says, do you realize what type of party this is? I go, just friends, right? No. No.
They took your keys when you arrived and you didn't know what was
going
on.
No, it wasn't that overt.
But that's what was happening.
That was a part of what was happening.
Yeah, like a lot of parties, you know, sometimes you go downstairs and you have like the pool table or you go out on the patio and you have like the outdoor part. And then if you go upstairs, you know, pick a room, pick a gal.
Then another time, not with Kathleen,
how was it, by the way?
We passed.
Okay.
Then a very nice restaurant. Well, I'll just say it. I was there yesterday. San Pedro's, which you like.
Oh, yeah, I do.
This one I was seeing Jen, and we're at the bar, and this couple's very friendly. And then they made it very clear they'd like us to come back to the house, and it wasn't just for a drink.
Yeah.
And it was another quick no.
It's always a little startling when this happens in the real world, because you think, like, you think you're reading, like, a dear penthouse. I was at San Pedro's in Hudson, Wisconsin.
Yeah. I mean, again, I love San Pedro's.
Yeah. I don't know. This could be good marketing
San
for them. Hi, everybody. Chad here.
Better or worse? I don't know. Lindsay, has this happened to you?
Propositioned? I'm just trying to the escapades, probably at a music festival.
Music festival.
Yeah, the memories are a little blurry, but it's very free love at most of those places. I also said no. I needed to stay with my friends.
Yeah. I don't know. It's nice to know you still have game, though. You know, you're still getting offers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's nice.
Is it that or just these are participants who never leave the game? And you just happen to be a member of the game that day.
Yeah. You never know. I live your life. I have no judgment.
It bothers me zero. I was not offended.
No?
What do we think percentage of couples in Minnesota who have some open level to their relationship?
Ooh.
What's your guess?
Interesting. So like where it's permissible, open. I gotta
pause on that. Let's pause it. To the audience.
Not like cheating. This is like we have an arrangement.
We have an arrangement. Maybe somebody takes the arrangement further.
Yeah.
But within, you don't have to be married, but you're absolutely a couple.
I like it. Percentage.
Percentage of those couples where it's open to some level. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. I get to tell you about my friends who just recently celebrated 100 years in business with Pella Days. Pella Windows, Pella Doors. Think about it. Think about the number of businesses in this state flourishing after 100 years. It's a small list. Then think about a competitive business like windows and doors. And then think about you've lasted 100 years. You must be pretty damn good. I can back it up just for a home that I lived in for a long time and the new home I just moved into. This company's been great. New home has a few more windows, so there's more of a process, and they lived up to every single expectation. The other house, I bought it a couple years into it. Thankfully, the previous homeowners who had to move for work reasons, they had worked with Pella. And it was great. But Pella made some changes to the kitchen, which absolutely helped with the resale value. And they have been a pleasure and professional to work with. How do you work with them? PellaNorthland.com. They'll come out to your house or your condo for free. Or you go to their showroom, Woodbury, Plymouth, see right with what they have, whether it's a starter home, an elaborate home. They'll work with your style, work with your budget, and be professional throughout the process. PellaNorthland.com. We're doing the open now.
Better late than never.
Oh, here we go.
There you go. Oh, boy.
A lot of swinger talk even in this open.
Yeah. What happened to this radio station?
Yeah. All right, potter down. Less than 10% among the texters. More, I worked full-time in my 20s and 30s as a musician. I went to many after-hours parties. Very little what you're talking about. It's mostly a fantasy. I don't know if it is mostly a fantasy. I'm going to say open relationships in the state of Minnesota, I think it's close to 10%.
Maybe. I was going to say 6%.
Yeah.
I think it's a little more than 5%. A little less than 7.
Yeah,
six.
Thank you. That's how I... Did you realize, Lindsay, the math skills this man brings
somebody's
to it right there?
Somebody's got
to
have them
he
in
can
this room.
Narrow down 6 very, very well. And I also think there's...
10 feels high to me.
I think...
A little high, but you know...
I think there's a lot of people would be surprised who...
Oh, for sure.
Participate.
Bear Path sounds about right.
There is a story today in the Wall Street Journal about parents and camp and how they are defying... The food protocols with camp. One of the stories talks about how they sent up Harry Potter book, tampons, and a flashlight, and they hid food. They hollowed all of it out. And hid food
like
in all of them.
Special diet food or just like...
Treats.
Tampon thing is old as time.
Yeah. Not the Harry Potter.
You can hide a lot of stuff in a tampon.
Such as?
Well, you take it out. You put a little bottle in there that's filled with your favorite libation. They're not going to check the wrapper.
It's pretty tough to really be... I need to see this, right?
Oh, there's contraptions you can buy it at Spencer's.
Yeah. Well, they're pointing out anything and everything. Okay, so where does Jason DeRusha, Camp Czar, stand on this? The parents are being loving and kind, or these are the quintessential helicopter parents. When they made the decision to send the kids to said camp, where they're told, don't send food.
These parents are raising a generation of weirdos. And already we've got way more weirdos than we need.
Yeah.
But these parents who are like, sweet precious needs is whatever.
Yeah.
But get a life.
His Snickers bar.
Yeah.
You know what? If Precious needs a Snickers bar that much for the 1 week or 2 week camp, don't send him.
It's pretty simple.
Or
camp is not mandatory.
Lose your child.
Yeah, I would not be opposed to that. You know, we got to figure out what to do with these children.
They're going to need detox because these are kids who are not getting any discipline at home at all.
Mom and dad are so glad that
they're screaming at me. That was very, you let your emotions.
Yeah.
You know, when you didn't go to school, God, it was great that you showed your expression. You know these D's you've been getting in class? D's are for determination.
Why don't you tell me more about why you think that you got that grade?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
How about this?
You know what my mom
would
do?
Go to your room. Give me your phone. I mean,
oh, yeah. It's going to be really interesting. Now, I get it. Like, I think if you're a parent of, like, 11 or 12-year-old, what happened 5 years ago to you, maybe beat you down in a way, like all of a sudden you're running school out of your house during COVID. And so maybe the parents are just like, you know what? I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think we're in for it. Already we've got like these 18, 19, 20-year-olds who just like don't know how to have a conversation.
No. Or be told by an adult, no. Or you lose something. By the way, you lose something and then you don't leave school because of that. Or you don't run away because of that.
This is hilarious to think, like, imagine our parents like smuggling contraband for us when we're sent to stay away camp.
Imagine my father thinking I should go to a camp. That's one thing. Now, my mother, if she would have smuggled anything, it would have been like another healthy granola bar.
Yeah.
So she would have loved the idea. Now, did you ever send the kids to camp?
So, did my kids ever go away? Not really. Like, Sam went to, like, a government camp that was run by the American Legion.
Yep.
Boys State. So that was, like, a week-long camp.
That sounds like a
lot
of fun.
Ominous.
I mean, geez.
A government camp?
Government camp?
What?
You set up your own government. So it's like your first day you make a city, then you make a county. I think a lot of people could use this sort of training since they don't seem to understand, including, like, maybe we could send our city council to Girls State and Boys State.
How about the Albert Lee mayor who won't allow the cannabis just because he doesn't like it? My kids, Camp Chippewa.
Okay.
Great place, Cass Lake. They have amazing food. At the end of camp, you could send something, and so they would get the treats at the end. Suck it up, Buttercup. Yeah. Accept the food you're going to get. Now, it's very different if there's a health issue.
Right.
But nothing like that. Do we need to stop talking like right now?
What time
now?
Is this show?
No, we got 30 more seconds.
Oh, we got 30 more seconds. Very good. She has more music. She's ready
to
play.
Do you want me? I could play more music. It's going to probably take me 20 seconds to get it out, though. See, when I went to summer camp at Lake Wapagasset, which was a church camp, I just lived on Choco Tacos and a salad and cereal. I didn't eat a lot what they were serving, but I didn't try to smuggle anything in.
I don't remember.
Just be a raccoon.
You don't think of camp food as being like overly healthy, like you need to sneak in a treat, do you?
Camp Chippewa, pretty good food.
Yeah.
All right. Jason, Canopy, and a lot of stuff coming up right now.
Oh, now.
So this is a 2 minute canopy spot?
It says minute 30. Well, then 90 seconds.
Play the 30 spots.
What do you got?
Well, I have the 22nd Minnesota Twins, but that's it. Otherwise, it's
just
90 seconds.
Play the 30 right now.
We can't play something.
All right.
Should we talk to her in this?
Yeah, let's talk to her.
All right.
Oh, these Twins ads are hot on the day they're trading the entire team.
I'm going next Friday.
Are you playing?
Pretty good chance.
Yeah.
Jamie Ukis is going to be there.
Oh, yeah. How are we doing on those tickets?
We're good. I got the suite.
Did you get the suite?
CCO
suite. Can you say I played a part of it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, we got it done. Twins.com/tickets. Oh, what time is it?
Who's this guy?
It is not. It's 2:58.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Andy Lindis. I saw him on TV this week. My God, Andy post-COVID just let his hair go.
Looks good.
He has a glorious mane. He is a good-looking man.
He is a good-looking man.
He used to be like a fine, like, you know, Wisconsin-looking contractor
he's
guy.
Now
you
Minnesota
know what I mean?
Eight?
I think so.
Wait a second. Was he the one who was involved
was Andy
in the
Lindis.
Transaction?
Oh. Andy Lindis. Yeah.
Not only come over, but then he'll fix something for you.
There's a gutter helmet joke in there somewhere, but I'm better than that.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're not, actually.
Our opening topic actually was going to be about the state fair today.
Oh.
This is a Dan Cook chosen topic.
Yeah. Things that have changed at the fair?
Well, we're 1 month out. We're going to ask people what we should do at the fair this year.
Not go.
If that's what the people say.
Please. Please.
It'll be good. And we'll talk to Ryan Winkler, too, about, like, the outstaters freaking out about the socialists. So that should be good stuff.
Good guest.